إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, I am in Vilpattu National Park with my dear friend Ifam Raji. And as we are sitting here after having finished Salatul Fajr on the veranda of the bungalow, what I see before me is is today a grassland, because we are not in the monsoon yet, but which converts into a very large lake, and this is bordered by a wall of green, which is the forest. Vilpattu is called Vilpattu because of the vils, which is the Tamil word for lakes, and Pattu is Pattu, which is 10. Which are the 10 major ones in this national park. There are totally about 40 or more of them. Others are smaller. And the first thing that struck me when I came here is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Jannat and says, Jannatin min tajri tahtiha al-anhar, gardens under which rivers flow. This combination of water and forest, water and greenery, is something which intrinsically is good for the soul. It brings about with it a feeling of such tremendous peace and harmony that one has to experience it to understand that. There is no signal of any kind here on my phone. So inshallah this Fajr reminder will get uploaded whenever it gets uploaded. But the point I'm saying is that I have not touched my phone since yesterday. And what is even more important is that I don't feel the need for it. So for those of my brothers and sisters who, especially those who have the Salah Acceptance app on their phone, thanks to which they pull out the phone immediately after the Salah to check if the Salah is accepted or not, to de-addict themselves and detoxify themselves, they should come to this place, to Vilpattu. As we are sitting here, I can hear the various bird calls. I can hear some nightjars close by. I was just able to hear some crow pheasants calling from a distance in the forest. Sound travels and sound echoes. I was hearing the first questioning calls of the jungle fowl. The Sri Lankan jungle fowl is different from what we have in India. In India we have the red jungle fowl and the grey jungle fowl. The Sri Lankan jungle fowl is different from that. It has the roosters have a big yellow blaze on the comb. A very attractive bird. I will try to send pictures of several of these things, inshallah, with this Fajr reminder. So I can hear all of these things, all the birds and the... right now the birds, there is just now a red-wattled lapwing started calling. Something has alarmed them, so they are flying up in the air with their typical call, which goes tuk 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 tuk, and did you do it? Did you do it? Did you do it? No, I didn't do it, but somebody did. As I am speaking to you now, I can see a very large wild boar that has come into the grassland, and he is looking around. It's amazing when you see all of this, and then you make the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make and taught us to make in the morning. Asbahana وأصبح الملك لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم إني أسألك من خير ما في هذا اليوم وخير ما بعده ونعوذ بك من كل شرور في هذا اليوم وما بعده اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الكفر والكسل وسوء الكبر والنفاق والخيانة والبخل ونسألك اللهم من كل جميل خيرات وحسنات وبركات ونعوذ بك من كل سيئات ومنكرات وفوشات. The dua of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, into which of course I have added up some other things which come into my mind, where he said, we have woken up and we have woken up in the mulk and the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that he is alone and alone worthy of worship, and alone as the creator and the sustainer of the universe. It all belongs to him and he is the administrator of it. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, all thanks and all glory and majesty to him. And he is able to do all things. And then the dua continues, O Allah, give me the best of whatever is in this day and what comes thereafter, and save me from whatever evil is in this day and whatever comes thereafter, and save me from kufr and shirk, from denial of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from joining partners with him, and from stinginess, and from lack of integrity, and from lies, and from all forms of sins, and give me everything which is beneficial. The beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he used to say, Allahumma inni asbahtu ushiduka wa ushidu hamalata arshik wa malaikatak wa jami'an qalqik أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت وحدك لا شريك لك وأن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. And he told us to recite this 4 times, and he said, this is the kafara for all the joints of your body. And this means where he said, Oh Allah, I have woken up and I make you the witness, ushiduka. I make you the witness, and I make witness the malaika which hold up the arsh, and I make witness all the malaika that exist, the count of which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, and I make witness every single created thing, that you are alone, wahdaka la sharika lak, and there is no one who can share in any aspect of yourself, either in your zat or sifat or afal or asar, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is your slave and your rasul and your messenger. And we make this dua 4 times. Now whenever I make this dua, I think the beauty of the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is making Allah himself witness about his wahdaniyat, about tawheed. He is making witness especially the angels which hold up the arsh, and then all the malaika, Jibreel and Mikael and Israfil and Israel, and every one of the malaika which alayhim salam, and every one of the malaika which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how many there are. And then everything that is created. Now when you say everything that is created, simply from where I am sitting, I sometimes think to myself, if I was asked to count, I would not even get past this one tree here. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying every single thing that is created, which means that every leaf of every tree, every blade of grass, as I'm speaking to you, I see a Malabar pied hornbill fly across onto that tree. Every blade of grass, every grain of sand, and then of course if we go deeper into that, then every atom of every material that is created. Now, if you just look from where I'm looking, I mean, how and on earth am I supposed to even count the number of blades of grass or the leaves of trees or even the trees themselves? Forget about the leaf of the trees. If I say count the number of trees, that is not possible. There are so many. But this is the beauty and glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to see and appreciate. And that is the reason why it is so important to take time out and go into the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, see the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to, therefore, it adds to the quality of your worship. These trips into the wild, looking at even programs like BBC Earth and Planet Earth and the Blue Planet and so on, all of these take us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. If you are watching a program like that on television, and sometimes, alhamdulillah, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that thanks to the camera. And this is the, again, it's the Qudrat of Allah. Allah created the human being who had a brain, who invented the camera. And constantly we improve it. If you think about that, there are many things in the creation which we would never have seen if it wasn't for the camera. It is thanks to the camera that we are seeing those things that close up and that real. If it wasn't for the camera, you would not be able to get close to the thing, especially talking about birds and mammals and so on. Either they are small and they will fly away, they will run, they will get away, they won't let you get close, or they are big and dangerous, so you get close to them and that's the last of it. So the point is that thanks to the camera, we are able to see these things up close. And if you see those absolutely excellent videos and the fantastic narrative by David Attenborough, you really feel sorry for the man and say, may Allah give him hidayat, that he is so close to these things and he is seeing them with such in detail and he has so much knowledge and he is doing all this research, but he does not recognize his creator in this creation. And this is it's a tragedy of this, and may Allah save us from that. May Allah enable us to be those who see His creation and glorify Him and worship Him as the creation is doing all the time. Now, as we come to the close of this, I must say that the forest is not a silent place. And as the day strengthens and the forest lightens, around me now there is so much of bird call and so much of bird song. It's unbelievable. Unfortunately, the phone mic is not the kind which can record that. I wish I had some other form of a mic which could record simply the number of bird songs that I am hearing as I am sitting and speaking here. All of them, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah said, everything which is in the heavens and the earth glorifies and praises the glory of majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is what it is my belief that these creatures are doing. And of course, all the praise and of the glory and majesty of Allah that we cannot hear. Allah said they all praise Allah and they glorify His majesty. Allah did not say we can hear all that. So some we can hear, some we can't hear. The peacocks have started going just now. And subhanAllah, Ajib, this is such a beautiful time of the day. Immediately after Fajr, sitting in the forest, watching the day strengthen, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you and guide you and enable you to really enjoy the beauty of what He has created. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.